Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Summer loving happened so fast. I know every word. And the dance. Grit. Met a boy, cute as can be.
Oh, this song.
Drifting away.
It is the first day of summer today.
Woohoo!
It starts at 10:42 tonight.
Okay.
On the dot.
Yep. By the way, I was mistaken and reported incorrect information. Update on the shootings of these lawmakers in Minnesota.
Okay.
The lawmaker and his wife who survived. Okay. I told you this week that they were shot 4 times each.
Yeah.
No. He was shot 9 times.
My God.
She was shot 8.
My God.
He is in critical but stable condition. She is in stable.
Okay.
So they've updated, the information on that. They're both expected to survive, but he was shot 9
My
times.
My God, how did they survive?
So he falls back, after being shot 9 times. The wife goes to slam the door in the gunman's face. And he shoots her 8 times.
My God.
And then it's the daughter.
The 18-year-old daughter calls 911.
Gets the door shut, locks it, and calls 911.
Did you hear about the technician who has won a civil suit? He's an HVAC guy.
Okay.
He was working at a Kroger warehouse when something exploded that led to the loss of several of his fingers. He is 37 years old.
By several, you mean, I think, 6 out of 10.
I'm not going to give the jury amount yet because we've talked about this before on our program. Your body parts, if you're an actuary, have a number attached to them.
That
they just,
correct.
It does. And isn't it like an arm is worth more than a leg? I mean, this is macabre, but there is a list. If you lose certain body parts in an accident or an explosion,
right,
there is a monetary value that they place on those parts. So the HVAC technician was awarded this judgment after a refrigerant explosion at a Kroger in Michigan. And when you look at his hands, you guys, on one hand, he has all of his fingers but one. His thumb is intact. I think he's missing his pointer finger. On the other hand, he lost all of the fingers except the thumb. He just has a thumb.
So these are not exact. It's not,
it's not a precise, but it's a baseline.
So for an arm, the U.S. average in a lawsuit is $180,000. For a leg, it's $153,000. For a hand, it's $144,000. For a foot, $92,000.
I find that hard to believe, but here is the story. 37-year-old Brian Mirendorf was seriously injured in 2020 while working at the grocery store in Bloomfield Township. One of the defective refrigeration systems malfunctioned, and released R22, a toxic chemical banned by the EPA. The chemical exploded into Mierendorf's hands as he tried to protect customers from the leak. The pipe fitter had to undergo 25 surgeries, which left most of his fingers amputated. Kroger had a ticking time bomb in a store at Bloomfield Township waiting to blow, says his attorney. Unfortunately, it blew up on Brian, and he lost his hands trying to save other people in the store from the toxic chemicals being sprayed out in the middle of the day in front of the meat department. So here we go. The jury reached its record-breaking verdict on Tuesday. It is $75 million.
How is this Kroger's fault?
During the trial, they argued that the store did not properly maintain the refrigeration system, did not hand over documentation of maintenance, repairs, or inspection records. What's more, they allegedly didn't complete, quote, an incident report until 2 years after the explosion. That's what's going to be. He might not have even gone down this road, but Kroger was dragging its feet like, well, you know, accidents happen. That's what I guess.
Why do they have to file an accident report? I mean, he went to the hospital, did he not?
Pretty sure OSHA should be involved when something of that magnitude happens, right?
I would agree with you on that.
If it happens in your store, you have to file an accident report.
Yes.
Whether anything happens. If they go to the hospital, anything, you have to file that accident report.
Speaking of Kroger, they are facing backlash after a video of lackluster Juneteenth cakes for sale at one of their grocery store locations went viral.
No.
So this was in Atlanta, Georgia.
Yesterday.
Mm-hmm. On Juneteenth, somebody goes into one of the Krogers down in Atlanta, and they're in the bakery section, and they're looking at the cakes. And on top of the cakes, would you care
to read some of them? I'm pulling them up now. Okay. Hang on.
I'll just say that the person who shot the video said, this is some bull blank. Who the hell made this ugly blank?
Oh, no.
It was on Juneteenth, the day that slavery ended in 1865 in Galveston, Texas.
Okay,
Read what it says on the cake.
Sam, one of them in just crappy handwriting, like crappy, awful handwriting, says free at last. They couldn't even
spell out. Ampersand.
The at is an ampersand.
Oh, my God.
Free at last.
Oh, my God.
The other one is a print that is blurry and not even centered on the cake.
Okay.
Can you see the other ones?
Those are the only two that I see.
Okay. Another one read, June 19, free.
Oh, congratulations?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
And then free in all caps?
Free in all caps. That's right.
Congratulations.
You're not a slave anymore.
Someone wrote, this is funny, but not funny. I am highly disappointed in Kroger.
By the way, the poor print one says, celebrate freedom.
Mm.
Okay. Have you guys seen the other cakes on that have gone viral where you will tell the grocery store to put, happy birthday, Scott. Love you in small letters. Like you'll say, put happy birthday, Scott. Love you in small letters. But the cake comes out, happy birthday, Scott. Love you in small letters. Like they write. There have been so many examples where whatever you tell them to put,
they'll do it.
Or in parentheses.
It's like Ron Burgundy.
Yes, it's written out in parentheses.
You put it on the teleprompter, he will read it.
He will read it. Just write happy birthday. They put
just right.
Just right on there.
Just right. Happy birthday. Aaron on line two. What's up, man?
Hey, I do refrigeration and whatnot. And I just read through this story a little bit. And the journalist and the lawyer both must have went to the same school on how to bump up their numbers on how many words are used. All refrigerant is toxic in some way, shape, or form. R22 is being phased out. They don't make it anymore, but it's no more dangerous than any other refrigerant. I don't know all the particulars of this case, But when refrigerant is leaking, they teach you on day one to get away from it. Let it leak. We'll get more. You know, you can't save it.
What he was doing, Aaron, was trying to get people back when he noticed it was happening. He knew how toxic it was, so he was telling the customers, you need to get back, get back, get back. And then it exploded.
Is R22 Freon?
Yes, it is. So Freon is like Kleenex. It is a catch-all name. It's a trademark name by DuPont. And so they're the different names, 22, it's an HFC, I believe. It's got all kinds of different chemical names. Okay. And so they give them catchy names like different medicines. And so, but still, I don't think it was never going to explode. It's not flammable like propane, which propane is a refrigerant as well. I can teach you all kinds of things. But this guy, I don't know how he got as much money as he did, because you don't touch things that are bad. So.
All right, man. Hey, appreciate the call.
Yep.
Are you for it? Somebody says they got a cake that said, you suck. Just kidding. Don't write that. 913-586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.